Well, summertime cookouts are about to happen. And what are you going to put on your grill to feed your peeps this summer? Well, let us help you out. Mountain Primal Meats. How about that? That's right. Mountain Primal. It's 100% American Highland beef raised right here in Colorado, just outside of Aspen. There's no hormones, no antibiotics, just pure raised American Highland. And I'm telling you right now, these animals are treated way better than what I treat skinny coats. Yep, that's right. And now you can get a full menu right to your phone by texting 81493. That's text 81493 and get a full menu right in your phone to see what they have to offer. And my discounts are already included in that. They ship to all 50 states, boys and girls. This is the real meat, man. I'm telling you. And if you want to go on the web and look around, you can do that too. When it says apply the code, you can type in unleash15, mountainprimal.com. Oh, snap, Cody. We have made it.
Oh, man, Luke, it feels so good. I'm finally a somebody.
Man, I'll tell you what. Our boys over at Tito Knives have came through and made our own backcountry rolls.
Ultra light, ultra sharp, and now ultra fly.
Oh, snap. I like that little saying. Man, now's the time to go on their website. Check out what they got on their inventory. Right now, they got our own backcountry rolls, Gladiators Unleashed. It's sexy, bro. Sexy. And once you get done purchasing your own backcountry rolls, make sure you post this on the gram. And guess what? Some lucky winner is going to get some swag to their door.
Type in that code GU15. Save 15% off your entire purchase.
Oh, shit. What was that saying you just said?
Ultra light, ultra sharp, and ultra fly player. You hear that, Luke? That sounds like America.
America.
And tell me how you show your patriotic spirit.
And I show mine by getting my own custom American flag from Walls to Walls at JeremyWalls81 on the IG. He's been with us from day one. And now he is giving all our listeners 20% off all custom flags. But it just don't stop there. He's also giving people free shipping.
20% off and free shipping. I'm going to order two just so I can flex on my commie neighbors.
Of course you would. That would be you, totally. Hey, that's a great idea, though. Show your patrons. Check them out. JeremyWalls81. Slide in his DMs. Tell him that you want one of those custom flags, what GU be rocking. Get your own custom.
Life, liberty, and the pursuit of awesome.
Ha-ha. Check him out. This podcast is brought to you by Cafaro International. The best in the business for all your extreme hunting products.
Get a hold of our friends for the best packs, frames, tents and shelters, sleeping systems, stoves, sleds, and more.
Check out Cafaro.net. Did I mention it's gear for life?
Gear for life. Gangster.
Gangster. Gangster. Check them out. They are a proud partner of GU Unfiltered.
Adam! I'm telling you, I'm on a roll right now.
Hey, on baby dicks?
I'm fucking my baby dick working.
All right, let's do this. What up, what up, what up? We back. We got Skinny Codes in the hizzy manizzy.
Yo.
My man Tomas behind the camera making that magic for us. And we got my man.
Let's see. Killing is my business, ladies.
That's the wrong
point.
I like that one.
That one's good. That's close enough. Hey, we got Justin the Highlight Gaethje back in the building. And I'm pretty stoked about this because, for one, everybody been hitting me up. They're like, man, Justin, why Justin not get to fight? What, blah, blah, blah. Well, now we can actually, everybody can hear it.
Oh, I don't want to talk about that.
I literally, before we started push record, I said, is there anything you don't want to talk about? And that's the first thing he says. I don't want to talk about that.
No,
so,
I'll let you know. And now,
yeah, exactly. First things first, though, I must say, I was cooking on my pit boss for you, these guys. We're cooking some that Mountain Primal meat.
Sorry, Mountain Primal.
I had grease fire. It wasn't that bad, actually.
It was bad.
It was
Thought your house was going to burn down.
Yeah, and the fire was bad, but the meat came out all right. Mine was a little burnt. Shut up, Justin. Come on, lie to me. Lie to me.
Not you, to the people.
Hey, Cody.
He fucked it up.
How bad was
I told you we shouldn't talk about this because Mount Primal's going to drop us.
From a 1 to 10, you messed up at like a 7.
Yeah, I know. It was straight up. And in my defense, I had no idea what the hell happened because I've been cooking perfection on that pit boss.
I knew it was jacked up whenever he took the steaks out there at 5:50 and 6:25, 6:30, they weren't done.
Yeah. Well, what was the cause of it then, Mr. Griller, Mr. Pit Boss himself?
I don't see any reason to smoke a steak. Why would you cook it at 225?
Because that's what the instruction said.
I don't agree. Okay. Put it at 450, 500. Let it get hot.
That's what I usually do.
Let it get hot. You know, boom, 4 minutes. Flip it. Put the meat thermometers in.
Yes.
If it goes longer than 5 minutes, dude, you gotta take those out, flip it again, and then it hits 135.
What the fuck is that?
135, you take it out.
Shut your phone off, Justin.
Oh, I might have to take this. What is it?
Who is it? Answer it.
Hello? Oh, you.
Your car extended warranty.
Oh, they've been calling me all day and for some reason.
Yeah. It's your extended warranty.
Oh. I think they called me. That was probably an accident. Caliber collision. I got in a wreck the other day.
I know. I seen it.
You didn't. Oh, you did?
I did see your car. You act like I didn't see it.
I rear-ended a girl.
You know what he was doing? Not paying attention.
That's not true. That's not true.
You have reflexes like a cat. And I you do. Should have.
Let me tell you what happened. I know.
You weren't paying attention.
No, that's not true.
You're probably playing grab ass on your phone,
not
playing
true.
Tinder.
I was at a light. The closest.
Are you on
light,
Tinder?
No. Grinder.
No. The closest. Or Grinder. The closest light to my house. It's a long light. At least 190 seconds in between lights. So you got to make it. And it was a long line. Turn left. Got a green arrow. And we were going about 10 or 15 miles an hour when we got to the white line. The car in front of me was fully committed. We were both going to run that red light. And when she got to the crosswalk, she got scared.
Smashed her brakes.
Smashed her brakes. And
you
smashed her ass. We were both committed, 100% committed. And she was just, you know, younger. She just got scared.
Yeah.
But I rear-ended her. Shouldn't have been on her ass. Should have stopped.
Yep.
My fault.
Yep. Totally your fault. So insurance went up.
I don't know yet.
Guaranteed.
Luckily, I pay every 6 months, so I just paid right before it happened.
Oh, you do that? That's smart.
Yeah, I pay every six
months. And that was your STI, right? Is that what it is?
My baby.
It's a nice one. But I must say, that fucking car's been through the ringer, dude. Remember the hail damage?
Yeah, but it's going to look, as soon as it comes back for me in like 3 weeks, it's going to look brand new.
I know, it does. Because we were at the Grudge in the fucking big old hailstorm. He just got it, wasn't he?
Broke out the windows.
Dude, it literally just, I thought they were going to total the vehicle.
I was hoping they would.
Dude, this hailstorm in Arvada smashed the shit out of this car. I felt so bad, dude. I mean, my truck got fucked up, too. But
that's a beater. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, but exactly.
The window was blown out.
The windows were blown out. Crazy. I swear to God. I was like, God
back
damn.
Window. Yeah,
back window, sunroof cracked.
Softball size hail. That was a fucking crazy story.
Yeah, dude. It was crazy. All we could do is watch it come
insurance.
Down. Yeah, it's
dude,
key.
You saw everybody from across the country come in.
Yeah.
Hail repair.
Yep.
Roof repair.
Yep.
Siding repair.
Everything.
Yeah, dude. They're cashing in on the insurance.
I know.
Those companies follow those storms around.
That's it. I know. They're smart.
Not a bad plan.
It's not. So you got that. You went golfing the day. What's going on in Justin's life right now? Tell me. What consists of Justin's life? Because you've been helping. I know you've been helping Kamara.
Kamara's training for a fight, so I'm doing that. I'm going to go out there, fly out there Tuesday, his fight week. Golf. I golf today.
Yeah? What'd you golf at?
As much as I want. I went to... The fuck, there's like four of them right there.
By your house?
Yeah, Foothills.
Okay. You like that one. You go there quite a bit.
I was just surprised there was a time.
Really?
Yeah, it was good. Other than that, training.
Yep.
I was training. I was 4 weeks into camp for Michael Chandler, May 15th, whenever they announced the fight.
Right.
So, pulled out of that. And then Yeah, just trying to kind of in a holding pattern. I'm definitely in, you know, I was right, you know, 3-4 weeks is whenever you really start getting your body into a condition where you can start pushing yourself to, you know, to the length that I need to in deep into camp. So I'm kind of just sustaining that, keeping that going. So I'm going to be in really good shape.
Are you
training with Kamaru? So
yeah, that's what I was just going to say.
Fucker strong.
Dude, it's, you know, he's fighting what, 2 weeks?
April 14th?
24th. Yeah,
24th. Yeah, him and Rose. Yep.
Him and Rose on the same card. And so this is the first time I got to really actually see him train.
Last night.
Well, last night and the week before. I'm like, he's shut up, Justin. And I literally am blown away on, like, just his endurance and how he gets stronger as the rounds go on. I mean,
I like to go around to 1 and 2 with him.
Yeah, where he's not so
3, 4, 5 is definitely not easy.
Yeah,
none of the rounds are easy, but
none of them are. And when you guys I drove by when I got out of the gym, and you guys were wrestling last night. I literally was like blown away and like how hard of a pace he was fucking going, dude.
Yeah, we had a hard one.
Hard one.
Like 2 7-minute goes, bunch of drilling. Good. No, actually, we did a 7-minute drill match.
Sure, yeah.
And then we did 3 minutes, 3 minutes, 2.5 minutes, 2.5 minutes, minute.
Now, going with a guy like Kamaru, what does he walk around at, do you think?
He feels bigger than he says.
I know.
I would say around 190.
For real, dude. I'm like, he says, like.
You surprised how many women tell me that?
No, I'm being for real.
You've never heard that once in your fucking life. Skinny code, that's what they call it. Skinny code.
I literally, he goes, like 79. I was like, fucking whatever, dude.
No,
I'm like,
79, no.
Yeah, no way, dude.
Right now he's probably 180. He's probably, after a good meal, 188.
Yeah, he's pushing 190, I guarantee, if not even a little higher.
He looks, yeah.
But he's ripped as fuck, dude. He's ripped and strong. So going with him, like, as a wrestler, you wrestle at UNC, yeah, right? Yeah. All-American.
Yep.
And you come back with a guy like him.
Yeah.
And I know wrestling is different than MMA, but how does it feel to wrestle again like that?
Dude, it's actually, for me, it's been good. I've wrestling better right now than I've wrestled in 10 years, I would say, because I'm embracing it a little bit. So our goals last night were fun. We're both, you know, on the defensive side when it comes to styles of wrestling. So a lot of – I was shooting – my coach, when I wrestled Jordan Burroughs, my coach Ben Charrington told me to shoot into a shot. Don't shoot to try to get to his legs, but shoot to a shot and get to a tie-up. And I was like, oh, yeah, I forgot. And he talked about that right before we went live last night. I was like, I'm going to do the same fucking thing. And
yeah.
So I just kept shooting the shots. I'm just trying to make it hard on that motherfucker.
Yeah.
Make him tired. Archie's in there, so he's helping me a lot.
I know. Archie is strong and big and a phenomenal wrestler. I mean, he wrestled Wyoming.
He's still a wrestler.
Yeah.
He's 25, out of college, you know, out of college for 2-3 years. So he's still a wrestler.
And he's so hungry to get better.
Haven't been wrestling for
10
or 12 years.
Yeah.
In competition. He wrestled, he went, you know, trials and went to the OTC. So he did it longer than I did. But
who, Kamaru or Archie?
Kamaru,
yeah.
So he's probably not been wrestling for, you know, eight years now, competitively.
Yeah.
9 years.
Because he's a Nebraska loper.
Yep.
UNK.
Yep.
Did you guys ever wrestle him?
He was older than me.
Yeah, I know, but so, did you wrestle at Carney?
Yeah. Dude, they had one of the best wrestlers in the nation when I was there.
What was
Russian it? Dude.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I don't know, but he would whoop all our heavyweights.
Was he a big dude?
Yeah, heavyweight.
Yeah.
He was a hairy motherfucker.
Well, I'm sure.
That's what he was.
All those heavyweights are big and hairy.
He's fucking a Russian big
monster. Grab that and put it a little tighter. So tell me, when you go with him now and he's, I mean, do you guys feel like you're pretty good training partners now for each other?
Yeah, yeah. We're
because this is what his second, third camp now?
We go harder than we go with everybody else, you know. It's good for both of us. Trevor likes it. Trevor loves it. He He's like, you guys are two brothers, you know, trying to compete.
Yeah.
Because anytime we're even trying to drill, we're going live like you do with, you know, something that you're trying to compete with all the time. So it's good to have that
push,
you know, at all times. Yeah. Yeah, that's always, you know, especially what we're competing. That's what we are as competitors. Yeah. The older you get, the more that may go away, you know.
Yeah.
From time to time, the older you get, older, wiser, I'm not going to fight this battle. When you're young and you're a competitor, you fight
100%.
Every battle,
there.
You know, every battle you shouldn't fight, but you fight. So it's good to have that around.
Yeah, when I see you two go, I'm just like, dude, this is like, I mean, it really is that saying, iron sharpens iron, right?
Yeah, well, we got me, him, and Rose in that gym.
I know.
In our little private gym, it's me, Camaro, and Rose, so.
Yeah.
He works out at 9, Rose works out at 10, I work out at like 12, and we're all, you know, back to back to back. Trevor, you know, takes a beating.
Yeah.
He's a G. I don't know how he does it.
But it's what, and you know, like Trevor, like I was talking to him a while back about this, is like, yeah, but it's so much better than what he used to do. You know what I mean?
Yeah, if for some reason I would have got that title fight, he would have 3 world championship fights within, you know, a 3-week span.
That's that true.
Pretty fucking incredible. Yeah. As a coach, I'm sure you can only dream of something like that. Getting paid,
but let alone just have your athletes perform in that level, you know?
And even now, he has 2 on the same night. Like, it's fucking incredible.
I know, dude.
You know, he...
I'd be throwing up big time.
Yeah, he's done it. You are a pussy.
But no, I don't throw up on anybody. It's just you. Because I'm just worried about my little Hito.
Every fucking time. Abu Dhabi was the best.
Oh, I couldn't. Yeah,
have we had a podcast?
No, no.
This motherfucker. So, it's a weird setup in Abu Dhabi. You don't have a locker room. They're like cubicles that they've built. There's the restroom's outside, so you have to walk. You have to get
like literally outside the building.
Security to walk you outside to go use the restroom, come back. And I'm hitting pads, and I look over at Luke, and I can tell he's gonna puke.
Dude, there's nowhere to hide. Nowhere to hide. Because usually I can go in the bathroom.
Bathroom, hide behind the wall.
A little stall.
Behind a locker, in a locker.
Like I'm taking a shit or whatever. But no, dude, I had to run and find a trash can.
He's puking.
Just in it.
The UFC gets all concerned. They're like, we need to bring the doctors in here. We're like, no.
They were like, are you sick? I mean, they thought I had COVID or something.
Leave him alone. Leave this fucking guy alone.
They were going to put me in a fucking one of those full fucking... bubble fucking suits.
Take you to a hospital.
Yeah, take
quarantine
me in a,
your ass.
Quarantine. I'm like, no, dude, I just get nervous. That's it. They're like, are you sure? Are you sick? You got a temperature? I was like, no, I'm good.
He's got the COVID.
Fuck, dude.
You should have told him that.
No, dude. I was like, no, I'm good.
He would have been gone.
Oh, no. Dude.
I'm like, get him out of here. He's got the COVID. This guy's being a fucking pussy right now.
I literally was like, honestly, I don't know what happened. It just happened. Like, I felt great. I was like, oh, shit, this is different. I'm cool. Like,
this is different.
This is different. I'm cool. Nope. And then, bam. It was like
you say
two
that
fights.
About every
I know. It was
one.
Like two
You're
fights.
Like, I thought I was good. I thought this time was different. And then.
Well, then it's like what he says. He's like, fucking good day to die, boys. Good night to die. And I'm like, God damn, Justin, don't say that.
I didn't say that in Abu Dhabi. I don't know what I said.
This short drink break is brought to you by our people over at killcliff.com. Energy drinks that don't suck. You ever wonder why this podcast is the bomb.com? Well, I'm going to tell you why. It's because we be sipping on those Ignites all night long. My personal favorite is that cherry lime Ignite. And when I'm feeling a little freaky, I mix a little Tito's with it. And it is the bomb. There's no sugars. It's all natural flavors, B vitamins, electrolytes, and I mentioned it's totally American and a proud partner of the Navy SEAL Foundation. Yeah, but it doesn't just stop there. They got a whole line of CBD recovery drinks with the brand new Flaming Joe out, Mango Tango, Orange Crush, Strawberry Daze, and the GOAT. Give them a try. Go to killcliff.com. Check them out. Pick your flavors. And when you're done, type in that GU15 to save that money. You said something like that on that same line, though.
You did. Anyways.
Well, I almost died.
So, here, are they going back to Abu Dhabi anytime soon? Do you know?
I would assume that as long as they can sell tickets and make money off ticket sales, they're not going to.
Yeah.
Unless they have, you know, their annual card there that they...
Yeah, because I would figure, like, it wouldn't be so... It'd be so fucking hot there now.
Yeah, you still got international fighters is the problem.
Yeah.
That was the whole point of Abu Dhabi, is all these guys couldn't get visas in the U.S.
True.
So...
Well, like...
I don't know if there's a solution there yet.
Well, like, Khabib, he's here in Vegas now, and...
So there is a solution.
Yeah. And, like, I see him go everywhere, so...
He's been here, for sure.
But I'm pretty sure he has enough money to do whatever he wants.
Nah, it wouldn't matter. If he did, if that was the case, then he would have fought McGregor or whoever the fuck he was going to fight.
A while Ferguson, back. Ferguson. Yeah, Ferguson back in the day.
Yeah, I never got to fight Ferguson.
Yeah.
If that was the case.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Yeah, I don't know what the...
I'm sure he tried every string.
Yeah, well, I don't see going... I hope we don't have to go back in summertime because it's going
to
be way hot.
I'm not trying to go back anytime to fight.
I know, dude. About. I know. I really hope you hold it yourself to that the standards because, fuck, it's a long trip. I think the smaller octagon will do you justice, honestly.
Not against Khabib.
Well, there's no cage that's going to do you any fucking justice.
I'll fucking kill you right now.
I don't care if you're in a motherfucking football field.
Yeah, right. Any other century, any other. Give me any tool to poke a vital, and I'm there. I was faster from A to B. If he's going to be able to grapple me, then yeah, I'm probably fucked, obviously. But
yeah. I'm just saying.
They fought with swords, picks. Back in the day, like, give me shit. I'll poke an organ, I promise.
You were poking his leg, good.
That's what I'm telling you. I'll poke an organ. There's no organ in his leg.
Yeah, well, it's just hard to do that on your back, too.
He was fighting, dude. He was fighting for something, dude.
Well, I thought it was pretty cool when he said, when he told Dana White, he goes, I've never been hit.
I kicked him really hard.
Or kicked as hard as I did. There was one shot that I was like, oh, my God, dude, this guy. Terminator. He kept coming in. I was like, holy fuck, that's going to leave a mark.
That's who he always was. But then with the death of his father, fighting with that, like,
yeah,
with who we are and how we are and what we fight for.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, to beat him that night was going to be.
Yeah. You know? No, you had to. Yeah. I mean, yeah, you had to keep it on. Well, and I honestly think, you know, if you had to lose, he was definitely the guy to come and beat you. I mean, he is. He is.
He fucking beat me.
Well, no, he didn't beat you. He fucking choked you.
Yeah, I got choked out.
And you got high as fuck.
Yeah, I went to sleep. I went past the free high stage to sleep stage.
That's what he always says when he goes to me to get choked out. He's like, I got fucking high.
Oh, dude, because, dude, right when you, right on that, right on the verge, you fucking.
I know.
Get all tingly.
Dude, when I would get choked.
I was asleep in like 5 seconds.
No, see, my deal is I never had that free high. My blood vessels, my eyelids would fucking pop. I don't know if I was fighting it so hard that it would just my choke would just make my eyelids pop.
That's because your body blood vessels cannot get oxygen.
Yeah, normally.
So
and it's bad enough when someone's choking me. And
it freaks out.
I literally had like raccoon eyes.
What the fuck to do?
Literally raccoon eyes, dude. All the blood vessels pop on my fucking eyes. I was like, fuck jiu-jitsu. I hate jiu-jitsu. But anyways, so what's happening now? What's obviously you got a manager, a damn good manager. Mm-hmm. Tell us what's going on? What's going on? I mean, obviously you're training, you're trying to be in shape. I mean, I know what's going on, but give us a little lowdown Well, I know that you called somebody out, and I don't know if it was really a call out, but you suggested a fight.
Oh yeah, we can't talk about that.
who was it?
Ali wants me to fight. I'm down to fight on the co-main of
July 10th, right?
July 10th,
yeah.
But the options aren't great.
Well, it merely makes no sense, right? I mean,
if it's not someone, well, either way, it puts me, no matter what, I'm in the same position.
Yeah.
as I am now.
I know.
What about a different weight class?
I get a paycheck. No, fuck that.
You wouldn't do it?
No. I'm too small for 170, and I'm too big for 145.
I don't blame you on that. I honestly.
I'm too short for 170 and too.
You could cut to 145.
No. Fuck you.
How much do you weigh right now?
Right now, 174.
You could cut to 45.
No, and not be at optimal peak performance. No.
I don't blame you. I would never do it either again.
You couldn't cut to 145 if I chopped off your legs. That's what you would do.
Man, I couldn't even get down to 170 right now. Dude. I mean, if the money was right,
we've
I could make
this.
One.
We've done
no,
this.
No, we have not,
we've
Justin.
We've done this.
Justin.
There was a bunch of money on the line.
What money?
I was going to give you to lose like 10 pounds to get to like 190. And you fucking shit the bed.
Well, let's rewind this before you say this, before I shit the bed. So we go out a week out for fight week, right? And yes, most fighters are fucking starving themselves, fucking on a short fucking plan. Dude, this motherfucker across the table from me, he's eating 5-course meals
sushi
all week long. Yeah. So what am I doing? I'm right there eating with him, right? So how am I supposed to fucking
lose
weight?
Like 2 months before this, he said he was going to make weight on the same day that I make weight. He was going to make
and I was doing good.
Wait, you were going to make
190.
Yeah, I was doing good. I literally was.
Might have even said 180. If I was to remember correctly, it might have been 180.
85, baby.
85, I think is what he said. I think he got to like 96.
I got to 197 fight week, right? 197.
Oh, yeah, that's a good story.
And then he was like, where were we eating at, boys?
So then on Thursday, Trevor's like, you know, we're all like, what are you at? And he's like, you know, I was at 97. When we got here, probably like 94, 93. And we go. You was over 200 pounds.
I gained weight during fight week.
Beer all week.
I did. I did. Was that in the Florida fight? Was that in Florida? I think so. Because me and Ben were so happy that the bar, that the
I
little lounge.
With Ben in Florida.
This last fight, Tony.
Yeah. This was way longer.
Anyways, we it was somewhere where we were so happy that. There was a place where we could drink beer and hang out at Yingling. It was Philadelphia. Yeah. Anyways.
Yeah, when I fought Barboza.
Yeah, or something like that. Well, we were so happy.
Yeah, we've been in a lot of places.
Yeah. And they had some kind of beer, right? Yingling. We love it, right? And it only sells it past the Mississippi. We don't get it. And when they fucking had it on tap, dude, we spent me, your dad, and Ben, and Marcus. We stayed there the whole fucking. I mean, I literally had to fucking have my wife wire me money because I ran out of money because I was drinking so much. And that is why I didn't make weight.
Over 200 pounds.
Over 200 pounds. Water weight, beer weight. It literally was. But I mean, I'm telling you, dude, you go on a week of vacation with this guy. On fight week.
It's not a vacation. It's work.
I've been on plenty of trips with them.
I eat healthy meals. We eat a lot of sushi. Steak.
Okay. If we go hunting trip in Arizona, like I've been with you.
Well, I thought we were talking about a fight week.
Well, I just said vacation, and you were like, I'm talking, right? Yeah, so yeah. I'm just saying anywhere
you
with you.
If you go to my hometown with me, you will gain weight.
Yeah. Okay. So.
I guarantee that.
But I'm talking. Okay. Let's just say fight week.
Okay. Now we're talking.
Fight week, right? Okay. You now that UFC is making your trifecta meals that I would not touch, right?
I don't want those. I did those for a couple camps. I haven't done those in like 4 fights.
Yeah. I don't like them. But before that, you would take us literally.
We still do.
Don't get me wrong. You know, but I'm talking like we get there Tuesday. You would take us to fucking.
Steakhouse.
Lunch. Dinner.
Steakhouse Tuesday night, sandwich shop Wednesday, sushi Wednesday night, maybe a nice breakfast spot around brunch time on Thursday. You know, and then you got to cut weight after that, so then we don't eat till after weigh-ins, and then a really good brunch spot Friday after weigh-ins.
Okay.
Great dinner spot, a great Italian lunch spot on Saturday. Yeah, we eat.
No, we eat a lot. So when we were in Abu Dhabi, I've never had anything like this before in my life. Never. We had Wagyu steaks.
That was an expensive meal.
Dude, that had to be, what, $4,500, $5,000?
That was like a $3,000
meal. $3,000 meal. But
it was worth it.
We had, it was stupid because we had way too much food. Because
my family had a good time.
Yeah. It was
a big old, like.
They had cutting boards bigger than this table.
Yeah. No, I saw that.
Ball,
I took a picture of it or a video of it too on the Instagram.
It had a bunch of dry ice in it that I was smoking. Ice cream was freeze, like.
It was nuts. It was nuts. I've never had anything.
Really fucking cold.
Yeah.
So even if you hold it, like, it wouldn't melt in your hand. It was so fucking cold.
That's crazy.
It was probably one of the most, I mean, I picture myself like, if I was like royalty, that's how they eat every time.
So that was like the most expensive dump you've ever taken the next day?
Dude.
Had to be like a $300
dump. I literally didn't have time.
You had a New York strip, a filet mignon, and like four prawns.
Yeah.
Every prawn was bigger than your fucking hand.
Yeah, straight up. And then, you know, the sides, the mashed potatoes, the corn.
Parmesan cheese.
Yeah, dude.
The chef told me his secret was a shit ton of Parmesan cheese in his mashed potatoes.
Was that what it was?
Yes.
Dude, literally.
Genius.
It was good.
And obviously some fucking butter.
Yeah. I literally barely made it up the elevator to my room because I had to take a shit that fast. Sweet up go, dude. Gurgling, dude. Gurgling.
And the restaurant was in our hotel.
Yeah. Like, it was not very far, and I was like, I gotta go.
How many times did we see the sun that week? Our whole hotel was the hotel was covered.
Yeah, it was like a shade.
The deck, it was...
We were on the top of the top deck in on the pool and still couldn't see the sun.
I think I saw the sun like three times.
Yeah.
That whole 10 days.
Yeah, it was nuts. It was hot. Abu Dhabi is a place to visit. Don't get me wrong. It was cool.
Yeah. Everything was right there.
But
outside our window.
We couldn't go.
Couldn't touch it. There's a golf course and then Ferrari World with the fastest roller coaster in the world.
Yeah.
The ocean. Right next
just
to that.
The bubble. We had to stay in a bubble. It was crazy. Which is some BS because when you look on Instagram and you saw the Nilk boys, they were going everywhere. They were going to the city and they had to come back in our bubble. I was like, oh, that makes sense. Why can't we go, fuckers? But those guys are riot too, dude. Those guys were fucking riot. I follow them now and I watch their shit, dude. Some of their pranks that they do is fucking great.
Yeah. I've never got a prank pulled on me in public. I don't know how I would react.
Yeah. I mean, you'd have to go with it. Because some of the stuff that you do is pretty fucking crazy, dude. I mean, it's crazy.
You have to go with it. You don't know what you're going with, so you're probably... No, I'd probably punch them.
Yeah. Some of them, yeah. I don't know. It is what it is. Let me ask you this, Justin.
What are you asking me?
Our buddy Nestor, right?
Yeah.
Mr. ECO himself. Wants to take us hunting all the time, but never does.
I don't believe that.
I don't believe him either, huh?
Actually, you know what? I think I believe him. I think it's you lying to me.
What did I do?
Like, I'm going to take him in 2022, and you keep saying, hey, he says he's going to take you next week. He's going to take you next week. So I don't know.
You got to have my back on this, Cody.
I think we should go to Nestor's house and fight him.
I think we should call him down here and just say, hey, Nestor, hey, just wants to, you know, hang out with you and have a beer with you.
See what's up with that muley hunt that he was supposed to go on last year.
Oh, we're going.
No, he said he is. He booked, he saved you the tag already this year.
Right after I shoot an antelope, right after I shoot a mountain lion.
We all been waiting for that.
Yeah, there's a list.
There is a list.
I'm at the top of that list. I'm above fucking skinny codes, I know that.
bro, you're lying.
I literally want to know also, we've been putting in for Arizona for a long time.
Yeah.
How come is anybody listening to this bitch? How do we beat the system to get drawn? But we're also going for trophy units.
How do you not have some pool in Arizona yet, bro? Like, what kind of celebrity are you?
That's a good point, dude.
Like, what else does Arizona have if they're not? I mean, I know they're probably
Arizona
not that proud of you, but
is not exactly the same as Colorado hunting or Nebraska or certainly Texas.
Pull some strings, bro.
Not
grease
a bunch
some
of high fence ranches where you can just go pay somebody to let you kill.
Now that's Texas. Don't be putting Nebraska and Texas the same, or Colorado. Colorado is the most public land out of pretty much besides Montana and
Arizona. Well, where I'm at, in my neck of the woods, it's all public land.
Right. So.
You know what?
No pool.
I bet Michael Chandler could get a tag in Arizona right now.
Damn. Yeah, maybe. If he buys one, though, he would.
Possibly.
Damn. That's a good point. I didn't think about that. Yeah, hit him up.
Go hunting with
him. Hit him up, will you, Cody?
I will. I will. I'll slide his DMs.
Here's what I really want to know. What is your goal in this year besides winning a fucking title, right? Get a fight. Like, I'm talking like in the outdoor world.
Before that is to turn Onyx into a fucking monster company.
So everybody
gets to use and feel what I get to feel whenever I get to test and try out all the products when they first come off Trevor's sewing machine.
So you say Onyx, and explain a little bit about that. What
Onyx
is Onyx?
Onyx is Trevor's business. You know, I'm one of the founders. Me, Rashad. So it's, you know, he started in his basement making equipment for himself. And then, you know, we were having hand issues, so he made some gloves for us. And then he, you know, come up with a different design to add some structure to your hand with a strapping system in the glove.
Well, you don't even have to have hand wraps, right?
Thank you. You don't have to have hand wraps. The molding, you can heat mold the inner foam. We have six different foams in the glove, some technology foam that you can mold, put a heat dryer in. When you first get them and mold them like you would like a snowboarding boot.
Yeah, a mold in your hand pretty much, yeah.
Yeah, and then we make boxing gloves, headgear, shin guards.
Knee pads.
Well, knee pads are part of the shin guards.
Shin guard system, yeah, right.
But I think the headgear is the going to be our most evolutionary product that we bring to market.
I don't know, man. The
weight.
Yeah.
Like there's a reason they took... The boxing headgear is terrible for you.
Right.
It adds head trauma, you know, adds to the chances of head trauma and sparring. All it's for in Olympic boxing is to prevent cuts because people are scared of blood, and when they see blood, they get scared. So they're trying to prevent people from bleeding, clashing heads, hitting elbows, running into a shoulder bone or whatever, and getting cut in Olympic fights where there's blood. Getting cut and bleeding is much safer than adding some weight
and trauma to the head
and taking a shot that you should have never taken.
That was my deal when I always wear the big boxing headgear is like it blocked my vision.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like it was so puffy and around my eyebrows and my peripheral vision. That's why I hated wearing it.
Yeah. So that is not the biggest factor. That's
one of them.
That's what leads to, you know, it causing more damage, but it's the weight of your head.
When you get so fucking hot and you want
to
take it off.
Trevor always played like the back in the day. You go to the park and they have those things that you sit on that has a spring.
Uh-huh.
You kind of rock back and forth. The little kids,
yeah,
go all fast. Adult gets on it, they go all the way to the ground.
Yep.
Come all the way back.
I broke one.
Same thing with adding weight to your head. Yeah, your fat ass will break one.
I did. I did break one.
That was way after you were Lil Hulk 155.
Yeah, I was Lil Hulk 205.
205. Yeah, so it's the same thing. If you add weight to your head. When you take the damage, it's going to be more.
You know, I haven't put on the headgear. I just, you know, felt it and touched it. But Trevor did make me put on the fucking knee pads. I'm fucking blown away, dude.
Yep.
I'm blown away on all the stuff that he does. And I get to, like, try it and stuff. But the knee pad was like, oh, my God, dude. This is a game changer for sure.
Yeah, well, nobody makes MMA gear. This is MMA gear.
Yeah.
This is for mixed martial arts, you know.
Mixed martial arts
athletes are sparring with boxing gloves and kickboxing shin guards.
Yeah.
That's what they're doing. And wrestling knee pads, usually.
Or volleyball knee pads.
No knee pads. Yeah. No knee pads, mostly, and it's not smart.
No. And then same thing with the elbow pads, too, you know.
You shouldn't be throwing elbows in sparring. Elbows are going to fucking kill people.
Yep.
Like my second amateur fight ever. Went to Nebraska.
Yeah. For
Victory Fighting Championship.
Yeah, totally legal. Yep.
I was like, amateurs, pros. You could knee in the face, elbow in the face. And I was like, what the hell?
Yeah.
I was 1-0. dude I was fighting was 8-2 and ended up, I threw a flying knee and knocked him out with the elbow.
Did you really?
Yeah. It was sweet.
I remember.
There's no reason to throw an elbow unless you're trying to kill people, which is for a fight.
Yep. So well, you remember, it's funny you said that cage.
For practice.
That victory cage. Remember that square. Cell? That cell, right? I remember. Cell? It was like a cell,
square,
right?
Square cage?
Yeah, square cage. Prison cell is what I called
hell
it.
Hell in a cell or what?
Right. So I remember this fight. I was fighting for the belt, and I would literally got stuck my head in the corner. I was on the bottom position, and this motherfucker would bring knees straight up in the middle, straight flush from me. To my head, kind of like what Demetrius got the other day. But I was
you couldn't knee him on the ground.
Yes, you could.
No, you could not.
I could. I promise
you. I'll bet you money.
I would bet you your $1,000 you want from Nestor.
Shake on it.
I'll shake on it.
You're fucking crazy. You think?
I swear to God, $1,000. It's a shake. That was a shake. That was kind of a pussy ass shake. But that's
well. I'm betting on when I fought if you could knee people in the head.
No. You said you could not knee anybody on the ground. You couldn't do it. When I fought, when men were men, when back in the day when I fought, okay, we could knee people on the ground.
No.
Elbows.
No.
It's a $1,000 bet.
How are you going to prove it?
We can call one of my coaches in.
Yeah, because that's who I'm going to use as a source.
Okay, no. We can look it up. Maybe look it up.
We will look it up.
Look it up. Look at rules back in 2004.
I'm sure there's a page. Just ask that, dude.
Fuck, well, I don't know. Fuck, ask Alexa.
Nebraska?
Fuck. Yeah.
Because I fought.
Yeah.
I weighed in Nebraska.
Council Bluffs, Iowa. Council Bluffs, Iowa.
But I weighed in Nebraska.
Council Bluffs, Iowa. On the boats.
Crazy.
I promise you. I promise you. I wish to God. I swear to God, I wish to God I can hold on, because now I'm gonna win $1,000 and you're gonna Venmo me, okay?
No.
Yeah, it's the way it works. When you make a bet with me, you pay.
I'm betting that you couldn't knee in the head when I fought.
No, when I fought, you said there's no way you could do that. And
yeah, find it, genius.
Hey,
I'm not gonna find that one for you.
I promise you. I now it's gonna happen. I promise you. Now it's not a.
What's going on in Luke's world, dude?
I'm gonna win $1,000 real quick.
Who are you calling?
I'm gonna win $1,000. Ouch, dude! Don't worry about it. Hold on, dude. This is gonna be good.
Who the fuck are you calling?
Dude, your time will tell.
You're an idiot.
Come on, dude. Don't do this to me, Wiseman. Damn.
You're calling your coach.
Yeah.
Your coach.
Right. Damn right.
I've got the Iowa rules right here.
What's the Iowa rules? Back in 2005.
I don't know. I don't know if it's 2005.
But
I've got the Iowa rules right here.
Yeah, I'm sure it's sanctioned now.
Hey, what up, Cody? I'm sure it's sanctioned now is what you're going to fucking go with? It's always been sanctioned, and they've never sanctioned fights with knees to the head in an amateur show.
Come on, dude.
You're says crazy. Was this an amateur
rules.
Fight or a pro fight?
The ABC Bro. Amateur rules are...
No knees to the head, duh.
Three-minute round.
Now it isn't.
No elbow or forearm strikes, no knee strikes to the head.
See, that's false because we could do all that. You even said you could elbow and knee.
I did.
Right?
That.
Yeah. This
is for amateur.
Yeah, I was an amateur.
So, yeah, that's
when
what
I was
saying.
An amateur.
No elbows or forearm strikes, no knees to the head.
You could elbow and knee in the head, but not on the ground.
Yeah, hell yeah.
No.
Dude, I remember him kneeing my ass, and then I would try
and
to
all of a sudden just need your fucking face.
Dude, he
needed
my. He, oh, dude, listen, dude.
God damn.
Oh,
what
my
do you
God.
Mean? If your head's in the corner, explain to me how his knee gets to your head.
Dude.
It's a square cage, guys, so it's a 90 degree angle.
If he's in my guard.
Out.
He's in my guard. He's on top of me.
Okay.
And he's kneeing me like up. And down, right?
So you're on your back.
I'm on my back. Okay. My head's been in the corner of the cage.
Even harder to knee you in the head.
So
let's
then he
this.
Came up, kneed me straight in the freaking face like four or five times.
In your guard?
In my guard. Obviously, my legs were open.
How did his
I'm knee, just telling
his,
you.
His leg went through your leg and knee you in the head.
God damn, I can't wait to take your money.
Is it would it be possible for someone to be in your guard and knee you in the head?
Yes. If you're on open guard?
Yeah.
If I'm on my back and you're on top of me and you need, I'll show you how to do it tonight.
Right, do it right now.
Oh, I'm going to definitely show you.
How, Cody?
I don't know. I don't know.
I promise you, he did it. Alonzo Martinez did it to me.
Cody went to college. Did you go to college?
I did.
I went to college.
College.
How about you?
Oh, my God. I went to boiling school, college. God
damn, dude.
Motherfucker.
Can you?
I'm telling you, dude. I fucking know, okay? I'm not making. Why would I make this up? I'm the one that got kneed in the fucking face.
Yeah, dude, that's telling if you got kneed in the face and guard.
More than once?
Oh, multiple times.
In the face.
I swear. Dude, I was an OG, dude. I would trip OG.
From guard.
And from guard.
From guard. From guard. So you, at no point when he was kneeing you, did you just straighten your legs so he couldn't knee you?
No, I tried to get up.
Close your guard? Why didn't you close your guard?
I tried. You tried fighting Alonzo Martinez. He was a beast.
I know. So was he, did he have like an angle cut in your guard so that his knee was by your head?
Dude, I'm just telling
you. I've been in quite a few fights. You've been in more.
I'm telling you, Justin, this is no bullshit, dude. I really have. This has happened. I'm trying to think who else I can fucking call and find out.
Yeah.
Fuck. I wish I could fight. I got a DVD. I don't even have a DVD player. I have the fight. Anyways, they're going to call me and you're fucked. Okay?
I'll be gone by then.
No, your Venmo works mobile perfectly. Tell me real quick. Like, so you got Onyx. You want to do Onyx, blow Onyx up, make money, do it all. What's the future of Justin? What do you want to do? Like, do you want to have kids?
I want to make enough money to travel the world and golf. That's where I'm at right now. I probably do want kids. Should probably get on that soon.
Yeah, well, with that those condoms, though.
protect yourself at all times.
Dude, that is probably the best commercial I've seen in a minute, dude.
Oh, wait till you see the good one.
The longer one?
The good one, dude, yeah.
When they
going to say some crazy shit that I would never say in a million years.
Oh, shit. Mama Gaethje going to get mad at you?
No, nothing bad.
No, she knows he's not using those condoms. No. Like if Trojan really found out what a shitty investment that was.
At this point, she probably doesn't want me to use them because she just wants another grandchild from me.
Right. She's probably hoping for a boy.
Yeah, for real.
Because Marcus Scott's all girls, right?
My twin brother's having his fourth girl in like 10 days.
Yeah, because she's due any day, right?
Any day.
Yeah, good for them.
EA just had his.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Had a boy. Shit. Oh, he did?
Yep.
Good for him. And your mom and dad's coming down in a couple weeks?
Tomorrow.
Oh, shit, tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Okay. You guys going to take Ray out to fucking
golf with them, show them that the ship has sailed.
He no longer can hang out with you and golf.
He can't beat me no more. He hasn't been able to beat me in like 2 years.
Really?
Well, I bought him a membership back at home, so he's been going a lot.
Really?
So let's see what he's got.
What's the temperature right now in Arizona?
Probably in the 80s.
Ugh, perfect.
It's probably hot.
I don't want to. 1,000. Is somebody on?
What the fuck's wrong with you?
Oh, Nestor said something about you, and I was like, who's on live? Well, here's the thing. Here's the thing, Gaethje. What is it? Me and you need to go back out and play Top Golf. And let's hustle some motherfuckers.
Luke, you got negative points.
How did I? Because I'm playing. I'm pretending.
Hey, Nestor just texted me.
Yeah.
It's not a question. He said he's got a statement. He says, why don't I put that ass in a body triangle and get my $1,000 back?
What is that going to do?
That's what he said. He's going to do that to you.
Put me in a body triangle?
Yeah. He's relating to the Khabib incident. So, what do you got to say about that there, Justin?
I offered Nestor $20,000, and I told him he could have two people versus me.
Oh, that's true.
G's, so.
Yeah, he did.
That might be all right. I still might be down for that.
20 G's.
Huh?
You going to be his partner?
Yeah, it'll be the easiest 20 G's I ever made.
Like, are you kidding me? $20,000 for 2 minutes worth of work?
You guys are big. This will be fucking out of breath in at least... I honestly cannot wait for it to. I'm just hoping
that you knock out Nestor and he lands on you.
I'm not gonna knock nobody out because then I'm gonna owe you more money. I said I'll pay you ten. I'll tell you $15,000 if I knock you out. I'm gonna beat you both by not knocking you out.
Oh,
you're crazy.
You have to fucking make me say uncle or submit. You can knock me out.
What if you don't tap?
I will tap.
What if I? Well, I know you'll tap.
Like in what submission?
I don't know. I haven't decided yet.
Oh my choke, god!
Once you get in a certain spot in a choke, you know you're dead, so you tap. Armbar, you don't know when it's gonna break, so you think you're good at all times. So that's why you don't tap. Oh, I'm good. Oh, shit, I'm not good. I thought I was good. In a choke, you're like, you know, what the fuck happened?
I'll talk this over with Nestor. We'll see.
20 G's, dude.
I might need 2-to-1 odds now because the other guy, last
what
time
mean
I,
two to
when
one
I
odds.
Offered that to Nestor, the other guy weighed like 150 pounds. You weigh 210 pounds.
I only weigh 200, bro.
How much you weigh, Cody?
I'm on a diet. 200.
Bet.
200.
I bet you weigh more than 203.
How much you want to bet? $1,000?
You're fucking chunky over there.
$1,000, I'll give you 2-1 odds.
It's almost like having that little say like I have. Little Hawk 155 is no longer Little Hawk 15. Skinny Codes is no longer Skinny Codes.
You can't take a bet against a man that offers 2-to-1 odds on something he already knows. So.
Yeah, that's true.
3-to-1 odds.
Oh, shit.
Take
200 pounds.
So you said you weigh 200 pounds, and you're willing to bet 3,000 to 3-to-1 odds that you don't weigh 3 pounds more than that.
This is the heaviest I've ever been, and I weigh myself damn near every day.
When's the last time you weighed yourself?
This morning.
How many beers have you had?
First one.
What'd you eat today?
Luke's steak. Luke's charred steak.
How much water did you drink?
Not much.
Well, fuck.
Yeah, dehydrate. Better dehydrate you, too.
That's not... If you would have had, like, four of those, I would have better.
Right. Yeah, 100%. Anyways.
I keep drinking.
I know.
Drink 5 of those, and I'll bet you I'll take that bet.
Well, I'm going to go pee in between. What do you mean?
Piss in between. Oh, God. Anyways, I know you got to get going, Justin, but I honestly, I'm glad you stopped back out here. You should come turkey hunting with us.
When?
Well, you probably want to use a shotgun, so after the 17th. Because you suck with your bow.
Of April?
Yeah.
Well, I'll be I'm busy till the 26th, at least.
Well, I know, after that. After the fight.
That last one in Nebraska, we...
Huh?
You shot with a shotgun, right?
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. Yeah. It's good. It's fun. We have fun doing it.
Yeah, turkey herding.
You remember me taking that big umbrella turkey, and you're like, dude, that shit's never going to work.
It works.
It works, dude.
That thing is crazy, dude. They fucking charge you.
Yeah, what the fuck was that? I have it over there. What is that called again?
The
turkey fan, right?
Turkey umbrella.
Yeah, and he was like, dude, get that fucking thing out of here.
You probably say the right name. Maybe you could pick up a spot.
I know, huh?
Dude, I used one of those out in Nestor's trying to hunt an antelope. It didn't work for sure.
Yeah, the ultimate predator decoy is what I need to get, is what everybody needs to get. That one's legit. But yeah, I'm gonna try and bounce out. I go back tomorrow for a banquet in Nebraska.
Okay.
I'm gonna win some guns, I think. Hopefully. With your $1,000 in my account, I'm gonna fucking win a lot of guns.
Getting any money from me.
Dude, I'm telling you, you could knee on the ground.
Not my fight.
Well, I'm just saying your fight was fucking for girls. We fought.
For that was an amateur fight.
Okay,
I'm
just saying, but you were like, there's no way you could fight.
1-0. I'd never thrown a punch in my life.
Either way, that wasn't my fault.
No one blamed it on Luke.
You fought in Victory, too?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
That was the most people I fought in front of them.
It's packed, huh?
Until I fought
World Series
in UFC.
Mm.
There was like 9,000 people there.
Yeah. At the Horseshoe?
WSOF never had that many
people. Yeah, the Horseshoes, it gets crazy, huh? It's fun. Yeah, it was fun.
We had to, after we won, my mom was having a bad night. She had to drive us back across the line to get beer
because
you can't buy beer.
After just, 1 o'clock?
Yeah, we got done late.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no, not that fight. That was a different fight. No, I was there with my roommates on that fight. We weren't even old enough to drink then.
Yeah, but either way, that's the same rules. Like, you had to go cross state line. Yeah. Dude, it's so funny because...
When I fought Lincoln or something, I don't even remember. No?
It was Omaha, Council Bluffs. Guaranteed, Victory J.
No, that's where I fought there, yeah. Victory J, Papa Schnocky.
Mm-hmm.
Papa Schnocky. Crazy.
Yeah. Dude, that's crazy how... You fought there. Sal's fought there. I mean, a lot of people
fought there after I did.
Yeah. Oh, he did?
Yeah, when he fought Ellenberger was after me.
Oh,
I fought there in like 2008.
Oh, really? Fuck, dude. I was there like 2003.
Second fight ever.
I bet I was there three to... I was a champion.
Then there's no fucking way the rules were that different in that short amount of time. You're crazy.
I'm just saying, I was a professional, and I was in 2003. I
fought professionals that night, and they had the same rules as me. You could knee on the... feet. Mm-hmm. You owe me $1,000.
No,
I'm
going to
take your fucking money.
Dude, I promise you.
This is a terrible bet. You're never going to be able to prove it.
Yeah, you will. Yeah, I will. I promise you.
Kelly's going to call you tomorrow, and you're going to tell him, hey, Kelly told me.
Well,
Victory J still do it or what?
Yeah. Well, no, he's a commissioner. He's a commissioner. You got his number?
Maybe.
If you do, I'll call him right now.
I don't.
Dude, I'm friends with him. This is like, seriously, that's, I really, like, if I call Victory J right now, he'll be like, what up, Luke? I promise you.
Do you have his number?
I'm trying to look at it right now.
If you have it or not, let me call him on your phone so I can word it correctly. Let me see.
Just calm down. I got to see if he picks up. This is the right one.
You're FaceTiming him? FaceTime.
Don't worry about it, dude.
More likely to pick up a phone call.
No.
And you're Skyping him. You're not even FaceTiming him.
That's all. I don't have his number. Dude.
What about on Facebook?
That's what
he tried to call him on Facebook. I don't have access to my Facebook right now. They locked me out. They want me to send a picture of my driver's license.
Who?
Facebook.
Why?
I try to get on it and then they want a picture of
it. Dude, if he picks up, you're fucked. I'm sorry.
Let me talk to him.
If he picks up.
You don't get to ask him, I do, because you don't know how to fucking talk.
Really? I run a podcast.
Yeah. And it's a pop because you don't know how to talk, dude. We all love that you're just as dumb as us, Luke.
Oh, I'm not dumb.
Just as dumb as us.
Oh, dude, what is going on with these guys?
They don't like you.
Yeah, call them.
I don't.
You can't.
The fuck, I don't remember.
You're awesome. I'm trying to think. Who else? Papa Schnock, he's gone.
He's not alive
anymore. Yeah, he passed away. Man, Ryan Stoddard would be the other new owner.
I won't trust anybody but a commissioner or Victory J.
Ryan Dunn would be another one. He was a commissioner referee. Guaranteed. Ryan Dunn was probably the referee. I might have to three-way call you on this fucking deal, dude. This is going to be killing me. Killing me. Anyways, so you think you'll be able to fight this year, Justin?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, I would assume so.
The summer?
I would assume so. International Fight Week. If they're going to have a lot of fans, I'll fight.
Yep.
I'll fight somebody.
That's a good that would be fun, in Vegas.
I don't know where it's at.
I think
that's
they do International Fight Week. But fuck, now that Texas is open and Florida's open, they'll probably be there.
I think hopefully Nevada will be open by then.
Me too. I don't know. The Dallas Cowboy Stadium would be dope though.
Yeah, they're not gonna fight there.
They're not ready.
If McGregor goes there,
I want to fight in the Raiders Stadium.
Yeah, that'd be dope. That
McGregor
place
and Poirier is not selling
that
out.
I'm gonna fight there one day.
To the Raiders?
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be fucking legit. I'm not a Raiders fan, but that fucking stadium looks sick as fuck.
We were there when they built it.
I know. I've seen it all.
We were there when they broke ground through the whole process.
I know. I've seen it all. It's done. Anyway, fucking mouse out of moped over here.
Some asshole's talking shit behind my back, dude.
All right. Well, like I said, I'm glad. You got anything for him, Cody?
No.
I appreciate you signing all those autographs for that stuff. Rocky Mountain.
Yeah. Everyone, check eBay tonight.
I'm going to owe Justin $1,000. Psych!
You are.
No, I'm not, Justin. I promise you. Why would I say that?
I don't know.
Oh, my God.
You're also saying you got kneed in the head from guard.
Yeah. I'm going to show you.
Your legs were wrapped around his body. How does he knee you?
I was trying
to
fucking sweep him, and he would hit me in the fucking face. I'll show you.
And so after the first time, like, let's try that again.
Okay, you get kneed from there, and you get rocked a little bit. You're fucking not like, oh, let's try that again. No, you're trying to fight for your life.
Yes, so you would straighten your legs so they would stop.
Oh, is that what you do?
I don't know. I've never been kneed in the face.
Exactly.
In my guard.
Exactly. Don't talk about it.
Their body.
I'm about it.
Controlling their legs.
Don't talk about it, because I'm about it.
Oh my God.
I'm about it.
Knock you out with a punch.
Yeah, right.
Fucking an illegal 12-6. Sure, maybe, but not a knee to the head from the guard.
Promise.
You're a dumbass.
Promise.
You're a dumbass.
No, I'm not. That's the way we fought, dude.
The bad thing is I believe it.
Good.
I mean, I don't believe that you got kneed in the face, that was legal.
So what do you believe then?
That you're dumb enough to think that this dude kneed you in the face from your guard. I don't fucking know.
I cannot wait.
I really don't know.
I cannot wait to fucking prove you wrong. Cannot wait.
I want to see the video because I want to see it knee in the face.
Yeah. Dude, I'm a dude.
Well, you're laying on your back.
Hey,
like a.
You saw that video of the flying triangle that you tried to pull?
Oh, yeah. I got them all.
Oh, that's the best.
I got them all. Dude, I'm a G.
Yeah, dude. He puts them on at night. He's like, remember this, babe?
Did you ever see that one?
Remember this, babe? This is why you love me.
No, I literally, we did a
tournament. You ever see that video of his flying triangle?
Yeah, no. When he fell right on his fucking back.
Right on my head, dude. I fucking paralyzed myself. Fucking knocked myself out trying to do a flying arm triangle.
Backflip, though.
It was dope, huh? It was like those dojo mats. That time I did. I swear to God, dude. I about broke my neck, dude. I swear to God, that was fun. I don't know. I had enough of you but I'm telling you, I got knee in the face, and I'll show you when we get off here. I promise you.
Yeah, I want to see it from your guard.
Well, now we know why when you guys always hit me up like, when's Justin going to get back on? When's Justin going to get back? Fuck Justin, okay? This is why Justin, because he wants to bet me that I'm not telling the truth, okay?
When do you tell the truth?
Well, I mean, when I do tell the truth, it's the truth.
You don't, dude.
All the time. Dude, in my fighting career, I tell the truth. I don't have to lie. I was a little Hulk.
You got punched one too many times, my friend.
Mm-mm. I'm telling you, dude.
This is why I don't believe your story.
I'm just saying, truth hurts when it's going to come, okay?
What other promotion did you fight in where you could knee people in the face on the ground?
That was it.
Only one ever?
Only one.
No whole history of your whole
my first. No, hold the phone. My fucking first fight, dude, we fought on the floor. I had to pay $120 to fucking fight, right? I fought. I weighed in 159 was my weight class, right?
Okay.
We got snowed in. My opponent got snowed in. We went 9 hours. We drove 9 hours to fight. Brock Lesnar. Brock.
Brock Larson.
Brock Larson. Brock was the 189er, right? Main event. A pro already.
Uh-huh.
They were like, hey, do you want to fight a main event? And my first fight ever, I fought him.
They pay you more?
No, I paid $120 to fight.
You're a terrible businessman.
You're fucking stupid.
Dude,
why?
My face looked like fucking Hamburger Helper.
Why'd you do that?
But listen.
It still looks like Hamburger Helper.
Listen, dude, I literally fucking hit this motherfucker. We fucking smoked each other numerous times. Right? This was no time limit, bro. We just fought. My brothers, yes. My brothers were literally grabbing the rope, the boxing ring rope of the floor ring, yelling while beer's coming out of the other hand, screaming in a photos. Swear to God, dude. is what Nebraska. Yeah, no, it was Iowa, Okoboji, Iowa. I fought in.
Sounds like Okoboji, Iowa.
Mm-hmm. And but that's what I'm saying.
Sounds like Safford, Arizona.
Dude, I'm telling you, dude, the rules were not what they were when you started fighting. I'm telling you that, dude.
Luke, we just talked about it. I fought 3 years, 4 years after you, 5 years, 4 to 5 years after you.
Yeah, times have changed.
The same league.
Yeah, but time they different rules, different. I'm telling you, dude. I'm telling you.
Fuck you, I'm done here.
Hey, listen, could you headbutt? Dude, I could headbutt. Could you ever headbutt?
Victory.
Yeah, could you ever headbutt?
Victory.
Could you ever headbutt?
In victory.
Not in victory.
Okay, then go fuck yourself. That's what we're talking about.
You just said in your other promotion, could you ever do that? And I said I could headbutt.
I didn't say the backyard.
Hook and shoot fights.
Iowa, dude.
Mm-hmm. I'm a bad motherfucker. Don't get it twisted, dude. Don't make me come out of retirement. I'll come across his tail and slap you. I don't know what the fuck it was. I doubt it because there was, dude, it was so ghetto.
Well, I'm pretty sure we're talking about sanctioned fights.
I'm telling you, when I was fucking, I'm telling you, when I was a fight.
In the United States, you've never been able to knee somebody in the head.
I'm done with this motherfucker. Hey,
don't, I would not bet
don't let the door kick you in the ass, okay? Listen. Is that what I supposed to say?
Next time I come over here, you burn my steak, I'm gonna fuck you up.
Dude. Be thankful I cook for you, okay?
Thank you for trying kinda hard, dude. Fucking D for effort.
Dude. I had a grease fire.
Yeah, because you didn't clean it. And then I go out there, I was like, look, you didn't clean the grill. I cleaned it, I swear to God.
I did.
You did not. There's a grease fire. How did you clean your grill?
Well, the time before I hit that, I cooked that pork shoulder.
Oh, I cleaned it before I cooked the pork butt on there. Oh, yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
It is true.
Prime will send the highlight just in case you eat the meat, and I will cook it to perfection.
Well, maybe they'll send it, or you can just get on the phone and order your album and say Unleash 15. I'll give you a discount. I'll give you a friend and family discount, 15% off. They ship to everywhere. They'll ship to your front door, champ.
Can't beat their meat.
I want 50% off if Luke's cooking it, though.
That's fair.
Oh, man. I don't know. Hey, I got to say, though.
I did eat the pork shoulder, and that was good.
No, how about the brisket when I cooked?
That was good.
Good?
Very good.
No,
very good.
It was better than very good, dude.
What's better than very good? Excellent?
No, epical.
Okay.
Fuck, dude. Get it right. Oh, shit. I don't know, boys. Tomas, I'm sorry we were here for the shit show. I thought, you know, Justin Gates would be a lot cooler than what he is, but I told you, dude.
You've known him long enough. You know that's not true.
All right. I appreciate you guys all listening. Next week, we'll have a better guest. I'm sorry, guys. Hey, first of all, I got to say thank you guys for listening to the podcast. I really do appreciate it. Mostly, though, I want to give back to all you guys. So listen up. Here's some codes for you guys for listening to the podcast. Cryptek, you know, that's the camo I be repping, and they got solids. I mean, they got all kinds of things. So type in this code at the checkout, capital, all capital letters, gladiators, and you're going to save money. Okay? Check it out, cryptek.com. Now, Killcliff, you guys know what we be sipping on the podcast all the time? Killcliff, I'm telling you, man. Give it a shot, and you will thank me. Type in GU15 at the checkout and save that money. It's GU15. Save that money on Killcliff. The other one that I just got that for you guys, what you guys need to take advantage of, is Mountain Primal, dude. Mountain Primal meats. Dude, phenomenal. They ship to all 50 states, and now they gave me a text. If you text in Gladiators to your phone, to text 81493, you get a full menu right to your phone, and you get to see what they have to offer, right? So text 81493 and type in Gladiators, and a full menu from Mountain Primal will be right there to your phone, and they ship to all 50 states, okay? Take advantage of that, man. I'm telling you right now, bomb.com. Also, got to give a big shout-out to my boys over at Kefaro International. Gear for life, you know that. Loophole Optics, you know that. I got some goodies coming your guys' way. And Crispy Boots, you know that's what going. I be rocking on my feet. I love them. I love it. Guys, check them out. Support companies that support this podcast. And thank you guys for listening.